Well, Hank, you know, it seems like deja vu. Tell me, what has changed on this issue since our last discussion on this matter? Because I believe we were discussing this same issue just a few months ago.
We sure were, Tom. We were talking about the fiscal cliff, which was the troika of the sequester, the debt ceiling, and the budget. Congress pushed off the debt ceiling, raised taxes a little bit, and now we're back to the sequester all over again because we haven't dealt with these issues.
Still, it seems like every few months we're faced with this again for the last few years. And I'm wondering, how many times is the public going to hear this? Oh, you know, the sky is falling before they come to the conclusion that Congress and all of those folks in Washington are crying wolf and the world's not really going to end and this really doesn't mean anything to them.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And certainly financial markets are shrugging the whole thing off so far. Now, we did see a dramatic decline in consumer confidence in January when the payroll taxes actually went up. So when something actually happened, people did respond. But the prospect of this continuing drama over the deficit and the debt, now people are becoming a bit jaded to it.
Well, let's talk about some of these proposed cuts because these are things that will affect us here in Florida and in Central Florida specifically, in addition to, you know, affecting everyone in the country. But a major part of what's being discussed is a big cut to defense spending. And, of course, here in Central Florida, we have a lot of defense-related industries. How's that going to impact us, Hank?
Well, it's disruptive. What is going to happen is that 7.5% of every single thing that was appropriated for defense spending that is underway today is going to be reduced by 7.5%. And that affects weapon systems, and it affects simulation training, and it affects the bases here in Florida.
And, of course, there are several major projects underway in Central Florida related to military and medical simulation research. Will those projects potentially be affected?
Yes, absolutely. A 7.5% cut. So just think about a contract that you're processing, and all of a sudden you find out that they're going to reduce the amount of money available by 7.5% if nothing's done March 1st.
And with a program like that, where 7.5% is a big chunk.
It's a big chunk of money. It will have noticeable economic effects here in Central Florida. And, of course, there's a lot of procurement that goes on outside of simulation. I mean, we have Harris in Melbourne that produces tremendous amounts of telecommunication equipment for the military in particular. We have Lockheed that produces missiles here. Those things are affected as well.
It seems to me, when it comes to this defense spending, Hank, it seems as if some of this could have been predicted. I mean, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are winding down. President Obama and his nominee for Department of Defense Secretary are both signaling they'd like to see less foreign intervention and a smaller military in the future. So wouldn't it make sense for these defense firms to diversify more into other fields and, you know, make more plowshares and fewer swords, if you will?
Well, no doubt about that on the procurement side. And we will realign our forces because we'll need a smaller army going forward. We want to move to a more mobile defense, so it sort of favors the Navy and the Air Force, which we have a lot of in Florida. Yes, it would be much more intelligent than an across-the-board cut. That's why 2013 in particular is so problematic, because it's a mindless across-the-board cut of 7.5%, even to existing contracts. Going forward, 2014 and forward, the sequester would allow for the appropriations committees to make the cuts in defense in a more meaningful and intelligent fashion.
Well, Hank, I want to ask you about another area where we could be particularly impacted here in Florida, and that is the proposed cuts to the Medicare program, because we have so many senior citizens that are dependent upon Medicare. How would that 2% cut affect the average person who is dependent upon Medicare?
Well, it's a cut of 2% to Medicare providers. So first it affects the hospitals and the doctors, and then subsequently they'll turn around and it will affect the patients. Fewer providers will be willing to provide the care for 2% less money when the programs are already underfunded from the providers' perspectives.
So we're talking about defense cuts, Medicare, but really pretty much everything that the federal government provides, all federal programs, with the exception of Social Security, right? That will not be impacted.
That's exactly right. It affects everything. So it will affect
TSA
at the airports. People will see longer lines at airports. And it will have an effect of making a few less people willing to travel. It's already somewhat inconvenient to get through the screening. This is just going to get worse.